Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Phil, there are caveats here. The first one being that this only applies to restaurants that have permits for sit-down dining outside, correct?
Yes, but you can apply to get yourself a permit and get out on the sidewalk or in some cases maybe even a part of the street. So they're encouraging it as much as they can.
And apparently you can get that permit pretty quickly, right? Because they issued this new program in place specifically from COVID, correct?
Yeah, that's right. But, Patty, there's the oxymoron when you're dealing with government, especially San Francisco government. What's quick?
You're right.
But I would venture to say
with any government agency when you're getting
exactly,
a permit.
Exactly. You know, when they say it's a quick one, you go, oh, boy, I'll see that by the time I'm getting Social Security. But, no, they are trying to make an effort for it. But I've been talking with restaurant owners, and, you know, there's mixed on this. I mean, I was talking with one that has outdoor dining, and they said, you know, we'll give it a shot. You know, we'll give it a shot. We'll see how many people that will be. What we're really looking for is permission to go inside and even have half-filled restaurants like some other counties are asking. Because, you know, the outdoor dining, let's face it, in San Francisco, really? First of all, you got to find a level street or a level sidewalk. We have a lot of hills here, you know? And second of all, I'm going to be brutally honest, there's the weather. You sit down and it's sunny. By the time the salad comes, it's going to be fogged in. And then the third thing is what else is on the street? Who else is on the street? Are you going to be, you know, dealing with homeless people while you're having dinner? But some restaurants are willing to give it a shot, but they don't think it's going to last. It's not the answer, but it's a step they're more than willing to take just to try to get things going.
When you talk when you talk to restaurateurs, were they excited about it? Were they relieved?
No, they're still apprehensive. They're going to try to make a go of it. When I talked to them, I said, okay, like I said, they're even worried about, you know, how do you do half occupancy? I mean, running a restaurant in San Francisco is a marginal business. It's very expensive. Some of them said that they were going to continue. They're even going to continue to go operations and be pushing that because they still got to generate income. At the best circumstances for the next couple of months, they're looking at half-filled restaurants. Now, Supervisor Aaron Peskin, whose district includes North Beach, is taking it a step further. He's looking to close down an entire street to allow restaurants to go out and get into the street and sort of take over the whole area to have more of a festive outdoor experience. But no, Patty, this is a small step. It's a gulp of air, but they need a lot more to come back. And as it stands now, a lot of them don't think they're coming back. But we'll see. Come Friday night, we'll maybe be out there. But my advice is dress warmly, no matter where you're going. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.